Yesterday, upon the stair, I met a man who wasn't there.
Hello? Can you find me?
He wasn't there again today. I wish he'd go away.
I'm behind you. I am right behind you.
Last night I saw upon the stair a little man who wasn't there.
Don't be scared. I just want to play a game with you.
He wasn't there again today. Oh, how I wish he'd go away.
Hey there, pod people. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Paranormal Whispers, a Through the Abyss podcast production. I'm your co-host, Mandy.
And I'm your co-host, Ben.
And tonight we have the privilege of speaking with Greg Faketic. He is with Tri-C Ghost Hunters, and he also does the tours at Ohio State Reformatory. And if you are an avid ghost hunter like most of the people listening, then I'm pretty sure that's one of the areas that's going to be on your bucket list. How are you doing tonight, Greg?
Good. I'm doing well. How are you two doing?
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I can't wait to hear your stories because I know you're there quite a lot, aren't you?
Yeah. Right now it's my off season. But that'll start back up November 13th.
Oh, okay. Is that because do you guys do a haunted house out there?
It is because of the haunted house. September, it's closed for the private hunts because of the haunted house build. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, October because of the haunted house. And then first couple weeks in November because of the takedown.
Makes sense. I bet that place is packed or has been.
It's got to be.
Oh, it is.
Go play with fake and real ghosts. Mm. It's a neat building. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of it?
Sure. The prison was constructed between 1886 and 1896. That includes the west cell block and the administration portion, which is that large castle-looking structure in the front of the building. Mm-hmm. The east cell block was completed about 1910. Now, at the time, it was built as an intermediate prison for first-time young nonviolent offenders. Males ages, say, around 16 up to 30 could be incarcerated there. And at the time, they used to only spend about 8 hours a night sleeping in their cells. The other 16 hours, they were going to church, they were learning a trade and going to school. They had to do those three things. As the years progressed, it slowly turned into a maximum security prison. And by the late 60s, early 70s, it was full-blown maximum security. And at that time, inmates had rights. You could not force them to go to school. Could not force them to learn a trade, could not force them to go to church. Mm-hmm. So spent 20, 23 hours a day in their 5.5 by 8 foot cells, sometimes three inmates to a cell. So they eventually filed a lawsuit with the state of Ohio claiming that being incarcerated, there was cruel and inhuman punishment. State agreed, built them new prisons, last inmates left December 31st, 1990. That's the history in a nutshell.
And that prison that they built is directly behind the old one.
They have two prisons directly behind it. The one directly behind the OSR is a medium security prison. But just to the northwest is the maximum security prison. And there are inmates that are still there that were incarcerated in OSR when it was open.
Oh, wow. Really?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be interesting to chat with, especially given the paranormal stuff that goes on in that prison. That would be very interesting.
Right.
Yeah. Do you know if there's any paranormal activity in the newer prisons since they're so close to the location?
I haven't heard of anything. So, and even if there is, they may not, openly say anything about it. But I do know that I have heard talk that when OSR was operating, that there was activity going on there.
Yeah, I actually interviewed a former inmate there a couple years ago, and he had mentioned there was some crazy stuff that went on top of inhumane treatment,
right.
at the end of its stint there. But I can't imagine I've been there a couple times and gotten in those cells, and I can't imagine having three people shoved in those cells because, oh
Kind of
Lord,
tiny.
they're,
Yeah, not
oh,
very big.
mm-mm. No, it's very, very claustrophobic.
It's interesting how like these prisons and then like old sanitariums and places where people weren't treated very well seem to like house spirits. Like, do you think it's possible that the negative environment is more conducive to keeping spirits locked in this plane?
I don't think necessarily the negative environment. I've been investigating over 30 years, and in my experience, there are certain types of locations that are always seen to be haunted. That is prisons, obviously, hospitals, lot of energy and emotion there. Schools, a lot of schools that are haunted, universities that are haunted, and theaters. Got a lot of theaters, and there again, it's like a good energy. School could be good, bad. Theater is mostly good. I mean, a lot of people are going in and out of those places, and they enjoy them, and there's a lot of energy there. So, I think it's not necessarily because of the negative aspect, just that there is a lot of not physical energy, but at the time there was. So, but
That's
seems
fair.
like those places are always active.
Yeah, asylums are really,
Yeah, and
they're
asylums too,
really
yeah.
creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very. Oh, and they're hard to deal with, from where I'm coming from, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I know there are reports of there being some not so nice spirits at OSR. Have you come in contact with any of these?
Personally, no. And I don't want to, and hopefully I don't intend to. I'm a retired police officer, and sometimes I'm in that prison by myself and have to
Oh,
close up
God.
after everybody leaves. And they know, at least I think they know I'm a retired police officer. I have no problem hiding it, but I treat them with respect. But I have been around where people have been like physically attacked. So you can't explain it. It doesn't happen all the time. Mostly only happens in one area of the prison. Yeah, and people they're not even provoking or anything. They're just there
Yeah, that's what I
and
was going to
they
ask if they were
get
provoking.
attacked.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Wow.
nobody, and we can't figure out what's going on in this area. I've got several photographs of people who, scratches on the backs, bruises on the back, stuff like that. And a few of those, I was there when it happened, and they did not do it themselves.
Well, you know Barbie St. John, right? You guys are friends. She was with us when we rented it out a couple years ago. And it was, I'm horrible with directions, but it was the cell house on the, like how you would get up to the attic, that cell block.
Oh, the west side, the west cell block. That's the cell block below the attic.
Yeah, we were up on, not fully up to the attic yet, but I think like right underneath the tier underneath it. And we were on the far side of it. And she got this real, there was just a former inmate that apparently was still there who was very angry. And she said she felt like he wanted to push us over the railing. So we didn't stay in that area very, very long. Is that one of the areas that you have problems, or is it more like solitary confinement?
No, believe it or not, it's in administration.
Oh, wow.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now our most active location is the West Attic. We have more people that have more experiences there than any other location. But there's one area in administration. Most people know it as the chair room.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
So that
That.
place, people are getting physically attacked.
I can understand that. Even behind the glass, God, you can feel the energy off that chair. It's horrible. You're talking about the
Oh
electric chair,
no,
right?
I'm not talking about that.
Oh, we're oh,
No.
the single chair room,
The
that
single
room.
chair up in the third floor of the room with no
Okay.
windows.
Yeah. It
Yeah.
is creepy. We didn't have a whole lot happening in there, but we, I'll be honest, I didn't stand there very long. Not
Most
very long
people
at
don't
all.
have activity there. It's just the physical stuff. I mean, I
So,
think people think they have activity there, but me, I'm logical. It's like
right.
most everything has a logical explanation. But when you have somebody up there that starts complaining about a burning sensation on their back, and then you look and there's scratches.
Oh gosh.
It's
That without
hard to
provoking,
explain.
that's, well, and my feelings on scratching is not necessarily being a bad thing. That just may be the only way they have to get your attention,
That's one of the things I tend to agree with. I mean, we don't, I mean, here you got people going into these locations, trying to communicate with them.
Right.
Maybe this is them communicating back.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, I mean, we don't know what it's like on the other side. It's like, hey, I'm trying to communicate with you. I'm sorry I scratched you, but
But it got your
hey,
attention.
yeah.
Yeah, I don't automatically jump to, oh, it's demonic or a negative
Oh
entity.
gosh,
No.
no. We have people say, oh, is there anything demonic there? No,
No.
there's, like I said, I've never come across anything demonic. Never.
It's the same with the place I do too. Yeah, it's really annoying when people come in and say stuff like that. What is now with them knowing that you're a cop and you have ex-convicts in there? They don't bother you at all, especially given some of the inhumane treatment that their guards had kind of thrust on them when they were alive.
I haven't had any problems at all. I mean, I've had experiences there, but nothing where I have felt threatened. I mean, yeah, you get a little nervous walking in the dark areas by yourself when you're the only one in there.
Oh gosh.
But that's, I mean, that's a given,
Yeah.
it's like the people who are brave are soon to be the ones who have never had an experience. So
Right.
they'll it's like when you have experiences at a certain location, you know what can happen there. So, but no, I haven't had any. I mean, I've been touched. I've had my keys pulled, stuff a lot like that. I've heard, voices when there's nobody else in the building, heard door slam. But other than that, no, I haven't felt threatened. And I've been the lead paranormal investigator there since 2017. So, and nothing
Man,
yet.
I
Knock on
can't
wood.
believe you walk in that place by yourself when nobody else
That'd
is
be
there. That is,
terrifying. Well, I
it's a
don't do it
huge
all
place to begin
the
with.
time. I don't do it all the time. Most of the time, I have somebody that does assist me.
Yeah.
But sometimes you can't get anybody to assist you all the time. So in those cases, it's like, okay, you got to do what you have to do.
Yeah, that place is definitely, well, I don't know. I might run down a cell block and run back real quick. Maybe not, stay in one place by myself for very long, but
I keep on my toes, and what I do sometimes, if I am there by myself and I'm closing up, I will do Facebook Live. I mean,
oh, that's a good
you
idea.
don't get too many people watching you at 3 a.m. in the morning, but most of the time I will have at least one person, and they'll stick with me the whole time.
That's
Which is,
smart.
it's not
That
like
is
being
smart.
alone. And if
Yeah.
something, like if I fall down the stairs or something, now somebody's gonna know.
That's real
But
smart, actually, yeah.
I just don't like the people that say, oh, what was that behind you?
Oh, God.
That doesn't help me at all.
I can understand that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, well, I'm not turning around looking. I'm just going to keep walking.
Oh, my gosh. When you guys close up, do you have to walk the whole building to make sure, I guess,
No.
everybody's out or?
No, not because on the private hunts, mostly it's about 10 people, and
Right.
it's very easy to keep track of who's in the building and who leaves.
That's true.
So no, I have to walk pretty much all of the administration building, which is one of the creepiest places at night, especially the third floor. And then other than that, I just have to do solitary and the east cell block.
Oh, okay.
So, and I got to go up and shut up the West Attic and the chapel area and up there. But
Oh,
otherwise,
I.
it's not really that bad. It's not like I have to go throughout every area there.
That's a big place. That would lots of tiers too, lots of stairs. That's a crazy job.
Any activity in the chapel area?
It's funny because when I do my tours, I rate each location on a scale like 1 to 5, with 5 being the most active. I always give the chapel like a 0.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Because for me, I've never had any experiences. I've never had any activity up there. Most of the volunteers at OSR have never had any experiences up there. And sometimes I just like going up there and sitting and relaxing. It's a calming area for a lot of the people who work there.
It, yeah, you know what? When we rented the place out, there were a couple of us who kind of just sat in there, and it was just quiet and, like you said, peaceful. That's the only area that didn't really creep me out. Just
Yeah,
about every other place did.
that's an area that doesn't creep a lot of people out. Now, we do have people that say they have experienced things up there. My wife, Kathy, who she started her new job today, she
Yeah.
is the paranormal program manager at the Ohio State Reformatory.
Oh, well, congratulations to
She
her.
is running the whole paranormal program there.
Oh my, that's a big job.
So she is like my boss.
Oh, you
So,
better be good to your boss.
yeah.
Wow.
So if you ever book another private hunt there, you'll be going through her.
Okay.
But several months ago, she was doing a ghost walk. She was in charge of the ghost walks at the time, and she was sitting in the chapel, and she saw a shadow figure up in there.
Really?
So sometimes people do experience things up there, but for the most part, no.
Do you like when you're doing your tours and stuff, do you have a lot of people always asking, about the time frame? Because for some reason, people always want to come when it's dark. I'm like, time doesn't matter unless it's residual. They're going to come out when they come out, no matter what time it is.
Exactly. We have activity during the day. We've had people there, day tours, who've experienced things.
Yeah, we actually
So,
got a couple EVPs when we came to scout the place out and did like our own walkthrough. I think it was in the library. It wasn't very nice. It said F off, but it was during the day. It wasn't even dark outside.
we have people experience an activity during the day. So. And personally, I don't believe in like the witching hours,
Right, yeah.
9, 6, 3. No, they're gonna be there all the time. Yeah,
No, I think midnight's a little bit different just because it's kind of in between day and night. So I think veil wise, but I don't call it the witching hour or anything like that. I don't, yeah,
it's
the 3 AM stuff, I don't buy into that.
yeah. I mean, you know what? Guess what? We have stuff happen at 9:37. We have stuff happen at 10:55. So it happens all the time.
I do gotta ask you about the electric chair, because you guys have a legitimate electric chair from the prison that does the Ohio executions, and you have it behind glass, and nobody's allowed to touch it and everything, for out of respect for the people who died on it. Do you have activity surrounding that? I mean, it's just an awful, awful feeling to be by it.
I mean, we've had psychics in there saying that there's all these spirits that are attached to it in this area. But I have never had any guests that have reported any activity over in that area.
Okay.
I've never experienced anything over in that area. So, I mean, who knows? I mean,
Yeah.
generally throughout the night, guests always come in and tell me their experiences, and that's just an area that people just don't talk about.
Yeah, it's an odd conversation to have, and just weird to have that, being
Right.
so close to people.
Right. And not only is the reformatory its own museum, but there's three museum inside the reformatory. We have the Ohio Penal Museum, which is where the electric chair is from the Ohio Penitentiary. Then we have the Shawshank Museum.
Awesome,
And
yeah.
then we have an industrial museum. That's our newest one.
Because I don't, how new is that? I don't remember that being in there.
Oh, just within the last couple years.
Oh, I must have missed that. I like the guard area though. It looks like a ballroom. We
Oh yeah,
had,
Central Guard Room.
yeah, we didn't like being up there a little bit. We weren't, getting anything, but
Yeah,
it
no,
was just
most
kind of nice
people
and
don't.
quiet. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice area. And in the summer it's cool, in the winter it's warm.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
And it has an elevator you can get up to it with
You
instead of
can't.
climbing all the stairs.
Well,
What is you?
we got elevators in there now. So you can take an elevator all the way from the first floor all the way up to the third floor now.
Seriously?
It should be up and
Oh.
running now.
Oh, that would have been so nice with all the equipment we had carrying it all over when we were there. What's your least favorite place to be in?
At the reformatory?
Or do you really have one?
I mean, I love all the areas, but the one that creeps me out the most, and it creeps out several of the volunteer staff members there, is the third floor, the hallways. They're right outside the chair room. There's a tea area, and that area, when you're walking around by yourself, that can get a little creepy in there. So that's one of the areas that that's my least favorite. And because, I know what goes on there. People have seen shadow figures roaming the halls up there. People have heard growling, coming from the different rooms and the hallways there. So when you're by yourself, I mean, I don't want to hear growling or a shadow figure
No,
walking toward me up
not at
there.
all.
So,
Well,
but
I mean, shadow figures, where I'm used to with the place I do, it's because I always get there early to kind of vibe out the place, and they're constantly walking around. That doesn't bother me. But yeah, when you start hearing growling and then they start walking around you talking audibly. When you're by yourself, that's a little bit much.
And there's been times where that one hallway leads to stairs that go up into the chapel. So we've been going up those stairs up into the chapel where we've actually heard something running down the hallway toward us from behind.
Oh, coming towards you, that's even better.
Actually, it's coming behind you as you're going up the stairs. So you
Oh.
just hear something running and then start running up the stairs after you.
Yeah, that wouldn't freak me out at
I've
all.
had a couple people like rush me flying up the stairs to get up there before me because
Oh, God.
heard it coming up.
Oh, that's,
Anybody
yeah.
reporting visible apparitions at any point?
Oh, yeah, I've seen a few. Now, it's funny. I've been investigating since 91. I didn't see my first shadow figure or apparitions until OSR. And
Oh, wow.
the first time was 2019.
So you were there a
Wow.
couple years before you saw.
So yeah, and I've been all over the US and Canada, Scotland, investigating all over. But each time I see these apparitions, my thought is that it was nothing. Like the last one I saw was this spring. I'm walking in solitary confinement. This is prior to a private investigation. Walking by one of the cells that I've walked by hundreds and hundreds of times before. And whoa, I jumped back because there was somebody standing there. It was like,
Oh,
whoa,
God.
and,
Yeah, someone's
and
here early.
immediately I'm like, okay, that's my imagination playing tricks on me. Until the woman behind me, she started crying
Oh,
because she
God.
saw it standing there too.
Wow, it freaked her out that
So
much.
it probably
So,
wasn't both your imagination.
yeah, so no, it wasn't my imagination. But if she didn't react, I would have just blown it off and said that was nothing.
Wow.
Oh, I wouldn't have. They, oh, shadow people are. Well, I don't know. The ones I see, I guess I'm used to, but I have yet to see a full body apparition. That's like on my bucket list of things I would love to be able to see. I don't know how I'll react to it, but I want to see one.
Well, I mean, the ones I've seen were just like so quick. Like I would turn around and there would be a figure standing there. And it'd be like, whoa, and then it'd be gone. Like, I mean, I wouldn't be able to identify it, but I know that there was a figure standing there, and then it's gone.
Now, with you
So,
being there for so long, do you have a lot of really cool EVPs? Have you caught a lot of them?
I do have numerous EVPs from there. The most, I mean, right now, I don't even investigate it anymore because I could care less if I capture anything. I just like experiencing it. So whenever I do walk around there, I don't care if I capture it. I just want to experience it. But yeah, we do have a lot of cool EVPs from there. So
Do you
and
have
what
any
I
of them
have found,
posted?
pardon?
Do you have any of them posted anywhere?
I don't post any evidence. That's just, I mean, there's too many people that are critics out there, and I'm not out here to prove that there's, evidence of an afterlife. I do it for my own benefit, and I do presentations where I do, play all that stuff. No, we mostly do. Our team tries to see ghost hunters. We mostly do private homes, and not to go in saying a house is haunted. We go in trying to debunk and find logical explanations. So we would never go in a house and say, "Oh my God, your house is so haunted." We
I hope
always go in,
not.
huh?
I said I would hope not.
Yeah. And there are some teams that do. I mean, they got a K2 go off. Ooh, your place is so haunted, you know.
Well, yeah,
You know,
because
there's it, a lot of these places have logical explanations.
yeah, that's as ghost, well, paranormal investigators, I should say. That's the one thing you always should look for first, natural
But not
explanations.
everybody does. And
I know, I know.
it's
Some
like
people,
it's yeah.
especially the ones that go straight to, oh my God, it's demons. That, yeah, that's really
There
annoying.
you go. Yeah.
So how long has it actually been since you've investigated the place, just like you and your group?
Well, let's put it so I say I'll start from the beginning. I started an investigator with my wife back in 2004, and we used to go at least twice a year.
Oh, okay.
The first time we went there, I told her, I says, "Ooh, when I retire, I want to volunteer here." So we retired. I retired in 2011. Then we started volunteering there in 2013. And then 2017, I became the lead paranormal investigator. 2019, our team, Tri-C Ghost Hunters, became the resident paranormal team there. And then, like I said, 2022, my wife, Kathy, became the paranormal program manager there.
Very
So,
cool.
I mean, we investigated at least, you know, once a year as a team,
Okay.
more than like two times a year. But sometimes, you know, when we have the paranormal teams there, they'll be like, "Hey, come and investigate with us." And
Right.
you know, and most of the time, you know, I will, or I'll send one of my assistants to go with them. But sometimes I'm there 4 or 5 nights a week, and you know,
You just
you
want to
get
be left
burned out a
alone.
little.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because
I
I
know what
mean,
you mean.
it's a over an hour drive for me from
Yeah.
where I live,
Yeah.
so.
It does take a toll. This month is, oh Lord, I'm still trying to recuperate from the tours that we've had going, and I live an hour from the place that I do too. So it's like,
Yeah, so
yeah.
you
Oh,
know,
I know. I
it's
know.
but you know what, it does wear you down. And that's why I, you know, sometimes I won't go on the investigations. But now, if it's somebody new who doesn't know what they're doing, yeah, I'll go out and help them. But other than that, you know, I'll just sit there and do whatever. And I'm not tired of it yet. I'm not bored of it yet. So this is my
No,
sixth
yeah.
year, and it's what I love to do.
I understand that it's just an incredible place. I mean, the history of it's a really cool tool, and I don't know. It's just if I can't wait to come back sometime. Even just if it's during the day for a 2 hour tour or whatnot, but it's a very, very cool place. What as far as things that have happened to you there, what stands out in your mind most? I know it's hard to answer questions like that.
Yeah, because you know, I've had so many experiences there. You know, everything from like me and one other guy, we were up in the attic. We were doing a Facebook Live event. It was just him and I in the whole prison,
Oh,
and
wow.
all of a sudden we just hear this screaming coming from the other end of the attic. And well, that kind of like, I mean, whoa, you know, or you'll be in the west cell block. And this was another Facebook Live event. And sitting there, all of a sudden, I hear all these guys talking. And I'm
Oh,
like,
wow.
do you guys hear that? And that's why I said it was, do you hear that? And he's like, you mean those guys talking? So, you know, you get stuff like that. Those are always cool when you hear the disembodied stuff.
Yeah.
Well, one time, me and an investigator, we were sitting up in the third floor East Admin. And we're sitting on the stage up there. It's real quiet. And all of a sudden, we hear what sounds like a whole bunch of light bulbs falling from the ceiling and shattering on the floor.
Oh gosh.
Scared the crap out of us. We actually captured it on audio.
Oh man.
It was like, holy crap, what the hell was that? So, I mean, we got up, we searched everywhere up there looking for something on the floor that could have fallen. There was nothing. But the thing is, it came from right in the floor in front of us.
What was that?
And then that's where I saw my first shadow figure. I was sitting up there on the stage. I was up there by myself. Saw a shadow figure come up the stairs. take a right and walk down the hallway. I was like, whoa, did I just see that? And then shortly after that, I heard growling coming from the center of the room.
Oh.
And I was like, that's not good.
No.
But then right after that, I heard church bells.
Wow.
Oh, that would be awesome to
I
hear
mean,
that.
I wish I would have had an audio recorder going, but like I said, I could care less, you know, if I catch it. I just won't want to experience. And I always tell that story when I do my tours. It's like, you know, this is a shadow person, the growling, and the church bells. I know you probably don't believe me, but here's something else that happened to us. And then I play that audio of the crashing sound.
Gosh.
Interesting.
So, yeah, you know, there's just been so many different things that have happened there. You know, the people getting scratched. Thought I killed somebody one night.
What?
It was up in the chair room. It was up
Okay.
in the chair room. We turned the lights off and turned it back on. There was a woman. She was out cold.
Oh, wow.
Oh my
She was
gosh.
passed
Out
out.
cold on the floor. We actually had to call the squad for her.
Wow.
It's like
She
her
just
blood
passed
sugar just
out.
dropped, or.
Yeah, and the thing is, this was during a private investigation. There were probably like about 20 people in there. And I always have somebody sit in a chair who's ever brave and who's ever, well, everybody fills out a waiver, but I'm always like, you did fill out a waiver, right? So, you know, they sit in the chair and then I turn off the lights and I do my little spiel and then I turn the lights back on and there she is. She's out.
Was
Couldn't
she
wake
the
her
one that
up.
was in the chair?
Wow.
No.
Oh,
No,
wow.
but here's the crazy thing. Eventually, she did come to. We got her outside of the room, and in speaking with her, we're like, "What did you remember? Do you remember anything?" And she says, "All I remember was the lights going out, and then me talking with the paramedics."
Oh,
She had
man.
no history or anything like that. In fact, this happened at the beginning of the investigation. She investigated for the rest of the night. She was fine. All her vitals were
Wow.
fine. But here's the crazy thing. The gentleman that was sitting in the chair, all right, he claims that he's psychic. And
Okay.
when he sat in the chair and the lights went off, he says that an entity rushed at him and tried to get into him. He says he pushed it aside. And it was funny because at that time, now we couldn't see anybody because you can't even see your hands in front of your face. I remember him saying it went to my 5 o'clock. Guess where that woman was at?
Oh,
At
really?
his 5 o'clock.
So
So he
he was talking about this with the lights out and everything. You guys had no idea about this lady yet.
had no idea. Lights were off.
Wow.
You know,
That gives a
I'm
little bit more
talking,
credibility.
and he says it went to my 5 o'clock, and I'm thinking, what the hell does that mean? I don't know. And when I turned the lights on, that woman is, she's out. And it
Man.
was just weird because at that time, prior to turning off the lights, I had everybody back up against the walls. So she just slid down the wall. So even
Wow.
her friend next to her didn't even know she passed out. So that is the only weird thing because he wouldn't have even known that she passed out.
Right.
All she said is went to my 5 o'clock, and that's where she's at, right at his 5 o'clock. Now, if she was at his 9 o'clock, I'd be like, okay, that's, but coincidence or not, that was kind of a crazy night.
Yeah, that's
You
weird.
find that people get maybe sick in that room or around that area? There's some just kind of like maybe off energy or something.
There's two areas that people get sick,
Okay.
that area and the West Attic. So since I've been there, those are two of the main areas that I've experienced guests getting sick.
Yeah, I like the attic. We were actually getting some activity when we were up there. We were hearing what sounded like somebody walking in to the room with us. And then people were seeing green lights for some reason. I don't know what that
People
was
always
about.
see lights up there.
Really?
Oh,
Oh.
yeah. You know what? In fact, when I do my tours, I don't even tell my guests everything that goes on up there. And that's one of the things I do not tell them what people see, is I want to see if they experience that stuff. And more often than not, the guests come down and say, oh, we saw these. It looks like somebody coming in with flashlights.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's what people see.
Yeah. The weird thing, though, is that the cameras didn't pick it up. It was just, we saw it with our eyes. Cameras didn't
Yeah,
get
so
any of it except for the footsteps.
that's what people experience. And I've that we've had some. There was just a YouTube channel that was just there that they just posted the other day, and they actually captured some lights up
Oh,
there.
very cool. Very cool.
And I know some of the people were like, "Oh, they probably hire people to do that, or probably they're probably faking it." And I'm like, "People, trust me, we do not hire people to go fake. We don't have to hire people to go fake stuff for one thing.
No.
I mean, it's that active." And I would never do that.
Right,
I
right.
mean, I mean, I've got a reputation, and OSR has a reputation, and that's the last thing we need to be known for is that we're faking stuff.
Oh,
And
absolutely.
I can positively say that none of that stuff is fake.
Nor should it ever be. That's,
Nope. Nope.
that's why I like real paranormal teams in charge of these ghost hunts and things like that, because we just don't do that.
No,
That's it
no.
just doesn't it doesn't give you credibility, it doesn't give the place credibility, and it just makes our whole community look,
Yeah,
fake.
exactly.
Can you talk a little bit about your team? Because I get to You guys have a lot of members, don't
Yeah, well,
you?
we call our team Tri-C Ghost Hunters. And the reason we call ourselves Tri-C is that we have teams in Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati, Ohio. Right now, we've got 43 members. We cover the whole state.
Wow.
So we do have, I mean, but we are real busy. Besides the Ohio State Reformatory, the Cleveland team has two other locations that we like manage or help out with. One is the Wandle House Museum near Canton, Ohio.
I'm from
And then we
Canton.
have the historic Grafton School in Grafton, Ohio. And then our Columbus team just got an old jail,
Oh,
so
wow.
they partnered up with an old jail down there that they're doing hunts out of.
When's your next Paracon going to be?
The Parapsycon, our next one is going to be third weekend in May. What is that? May 20th and 21st. It's always the third weekend in May at the Ohio State Reformatory, and
Okay.
Parapsycon is Paranormal and Psychic Convention.
Excellent, excellent. I heard you guys had a really good turnout this year.
Yeah, we did have a really good turnout. We're hoping to have a much bigger one this coming year. We've got 92 vendor tables. We sold
Wow.
out of all of our vendor tables in 4 weeks.
Man.
We have a wait list now of about 30 vendors on a wait list waiting to get
Already?
it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing how quick it sold out. So that was, I mean, last year, well, for 2022's, we didn't sell out our last vendor table till like February.
Oh, okay.
And we only had like maybe 10 people on a wait list after that. But we sold out the middle of October.
Oh, that's very cool.
Well, no, it was before October. It was the end of September that we sold out.
It must
So
have been good then if
yeah, for
you've already
sure.
got a wait list. Man, that's
Yeah.
incredible.
So we're very, very pleased with that. And hopefully we're going to have a lot more guests this year coming through. We've got 9 celebrities on board so far and 4 speakers. And we're still in the process of trying to get a couple more headliners and a couple more celebrities.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Rick McCallum?
From the Hollywood Ghost Hunters.
Yeah. You ought to reach out to him because we just had him on our podcast. We actually did two back-to-back episodes with him, and he's, man, can he tell a story. If you've never sat down and talked to that guy, he is a talker and he is a very cool guy.
Yeah, the person that we go through has, recommended him in the past. And who knows, maybe one of these days, we'll bring him in. We've got some names that we're looking at right now. So I
Are you
mean,
going to give us
we
a
have
little sneak peek?
I wish I could.
I understand. I understand.
I mean, we're looking for people right now of current shows. Let's put it
Okay.
that way. Because that's probably gonna bring people in. We've got like several different scenario of celebrities that we want to bring in, depending who's available, who can do it.
Right.
So
Now,
right, go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead, finish what you're
No, go
saying.
ahead.
I was just going to ask, because you guys said that your team does a lot of home investigations for, just private clients and stuff. If somebody is in need of that, how would they get in contact with you guys?
All they have to do is go to our website, tcghohio.org.
Okay.
And right there on our home page, there's you click on the link and it'll take you to our contact page and just
Okay.
fill out what you need. And then, just like most reputable teams, we don't charge anything.
Right.
And in fact, our team, I don't know of too many teams that do this, but all of our full-time investigators, we do criminal background checks on them.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because we are going into people's homes. I don't want to bring somebody in who's a thief or anything or is violent,
Yeah.
anything like that. So we do criminal background checks. In fact, I just did one today on our newest member.
Well, that's cool. That's
Is there a,
actually you've got the connection with that too. That's pretty cool.
yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a
So,
pretty big wait list for the home visits?
you know what? We usually get a lot right now. I keep stats on everything. We've re received 90 requests this year.
Wow.
We're actually down, believe it or not, we're down like 40 from last year. So this has been kind of like a slow year. But now understand that's all three teams too. But the vast majority of the people who reach out, you never hear from them again.
Well, that's true.
And I'm sure you guys d deal with that. I mean, you call them and they don't answer, you leave a voicemail, then you'll send them an email and they never respond back. So, but we're here if we need them.
Yeah, exactly. I think the thing we ran into a lot was that for some reason, a lot of these people think that when they reach out and ask for private help, that there's going to be a TV crew that comes along with us. And it's just not like that.
We've had like one or two like that.
Yeah, I
So,
would
I mean,
imagine
we've,
too. There's probably some
yeah.
people that know they need help or know that they have something going on, but then they're like, "But how do I explain this to my neighbors and family?" And they
Yeah.
back out.
Right. And we've had people, you're not going to come in with a van that's all marked with ghosts on
Right.
it. No, we're not going to do that. But yeah, it's like, you know what? And other teams I've talked to, and our Cincinnati team is the newest team, and the lead down there is just like, how come everybody, they don't follow up or they don't return your phone calls or emails? I'm like, that's par. I mean, you're
Yeah.
not the only ones that deal with that. Or you may have a great, conversation with them, and they'll be like, well, I'll get back with you. And then you don't hear anything,
Right.
it's just par. I think out of the about 90 that we've requests that we've had, I think we may have done about 25 actual private investigations this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's gosh, that's still a lot though,
That's a
man.
lot. Yeah, that's a lot
Yeah.
for sure.
Yeah,
Especially if they
we
have full-time
too.
jobs too, so.
Yeah, and I think the most we've ever done in like 1 year is like 50, but that's with all three teams.
Yeah, that's some pretty
And
good
that's
numbers
a
there though, Greg.
huh?
Some good
That's a
numbers.
lot.
Well, thanks. But I said we keep busy. I mean, I'm retired and I'm more busy now than I ever was. Because we all work. 20 some members of the team volunteer at OSR too, since we're the resident paranormal team. And then we got members that volunteer at the historic Grafton School, and then we got other team members that do the new jail down in Columbus, and then we got the private hunts, and then
Yeah.
Columbus team, they're always on the news. They're doing all this. They did something for the Ohio Department of Transportation, a
Oh,
big thing
wow.
down there. So they're doing a lot, and it's
Well, that's great recognition for you guys.
yeah, for
Man,
sure.
use the media as much as you can.
Oh yeah. We just had a couple members of our team. One was on a radio show this morning, a Columbus radio show, and the other one, they were on a TV news station that just aired yesterday for Halloween. So
That's
yeah,
awesome. Well, I tell
we
you what,
busy.
you're not really retired, so.
No. You know what? And it's like I don't think I'd ever quit this, especially OSR.
No,
They'll
I
have
don't blame
to
you.
drag me away from there.
It's kind of addictive. It really is. It's a crazy, insane hobby, but God, I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, sir, I really appreciate you coming on
Yeah, thank
tonight
you
and
so
telling us
much.
some stories. And we've heard how to get in touch with you and your group. What's the best way to schedule an investigation at Mansfield?
Oh, that's probably the best way right now. I'm just going to give you her email address.
Okay.
K Feketic, that's K, F as in Frank, EKETIK, at MRPS.org.
Okay.
That's her email. So, or you could just go to the Ohio, some people call it Mansfield
Yeah.
Reformatory, but it's Ohio State Reformatory. But their website is MRPS.org. So,
Okay. Excellent.
and you can do a contact email through there too.
Fantastic. Well, I would love to have you on again sometime, especially maybe like right after your parapsychon. I would love to hear all about that if I don't have a chance to get up there and attend it. But I'm sure you'd have a lot of fun stories to tell about it.
Do I have a few more minutes? I just wanted to.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I just want to let people know too that the Parapsychon is free, our event. You pay your admission into the Ohio State Reformatory. You do your guided tour, and then all of our event is free. So we got
Wow.
92 vendor tables. You can go shopping at all the different types of vendors. You can meet the celebrities. You can listen to the speakers. So it's yeah,
Good deal.
and we don't all of our locations that we manage, we don't take any money. It all goes back to the locations. So even Parapsychon, my wife and I are the organizers of that. We put a lot of our own money into it, but all the money goes back to the Ohio State Reformatory. We don't take any money at all.
And folks, that is very unheard of for a paranormal
Yeah,
group to do
it's
that,
very good.
especially
Yep.
with something like of this magnitude. So that's fantastic. Well,
Don't want
thank
to
you
be the
again
bad.
so much for coming on tonight. I
Yes, sir.
really, really
Thank you.
appreciate you.
Thank you for having me on, and great talking with you, Mandy and Ben.
Great talking to
You
you as well.
too. We'll
Thank
talk
you.
to you soon, I hope.
All right, you guys have a great evening.
Hey, you too.
Thanks, you
All
too.
right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Looks like an old phone book, huh?